Chapter 11. Harvest, January 20, 2525. Sif knew she had been alone too long. Alone with her suspicions, without another intelligence to help her separate what she knew from what she only supposed to be. Something had happened, was happening, right under her nose. But Sif only knew the results of recent unsettling events, not the reasons. And that was a terribly distressing thing for an eminently logical being. Start with what you know, Sif reminded herself, as she spun up her arrays and once again fed the relevant bits of memory into her most reliable processor cluster. The facts. Jelan Al-Signi and two of the Marines, Johnson and Byrne, had come up to the Tiara 4 days ago. Al-Signi had asked Sif to provide her with a vessel for official DCS business. Sif had complied without question, and the three humans had transited to the freighter Bulk Discount via Al-Signi's sloop Walk of Shame. An hour later, both ships had broken orbit. But this was where things started to become less clear. Reviewing imagery from the Tiara's external cameras, Sif could tell that Walk of Shame had remained docked with Bulk Discount, kept its delta wing hull hugged tight against the bottom of the freighter's cargo container as it initiated a slip to Madrigal. This sort of piggybacking wasn't unusual. Smaller ships often took rides on Sha Fujikawa-equipped vessels, the same way cargo containers linked to propulsion pods to form slipspace-capable freighters. The thing was, Al-Signi's ship had a Sha Fujikawa drive. It didn't need the freighter's help to get to Madrigal. But that was never Bulk Discount's destination. A few minutes after initiating its jump, the freighter had exited slipspace and begun broadcasting an SOS. Sif accessed the storage array that held the record of the comm. From dcs.bulkdiscount to harvest.local.all. Alert, crew medical emergency. Captain Okama.Charles is unresponsive. Request immediate medical assistance. Message repeats. It was true that humans sometimes had adverse reactions to slipspace travel. The multidimensional domain was volatile. Its temporal eddies in a constant state of flux. Humans that came in contact with one of these disturbances could be hit by something as minor as nausea or as bad as a stroke. In rare cases, people, but not always their ships, had been known to simply disappear. So freighters and other vessels relied on weather reports from other craft just leaving slipspace to decide whether it was safe to enter at similar coordinates. At any one time, there were enough ships in transit, and when there weren't, the DCS supplemented its reporting with probes, to make the system very reliable. But it was still a predictive process, and sometimes ships encountered conditions so unexpectedly dangerous that they had to abort, leave the slipstream immediately after they entered. These emergency exits could be very dangerous for human crews, and the control circuits of a Sha Fujikawa drive were supposed to give fair warning before an abort. But this wasn't always possible. Better for a crew to return to normal space quickly and suffer fixable physical injuries than forever disappear inside the slipstream. But Bulk Discount had no crew. No Captain Charles Okama. If Sif's suspicions were correct, the only people on board were Staff Sergeants Johnson and Byrne. But she forced her processors not to leap too far along the chain of evidence. Stay focused, her core logic insisted. Stick to the facts. Pulling the radar scans of freighters near Bulk Discount's exit coordinates, Sif confirmed that Al-Signi's ship had disengaged from the freighter after the exit, then dropped off radar. An indication that her sloop was equipped with some sort of stealth package. Sif knew this hardware was rare on UNSC warships, let alone the personal shuttles of mid-level DCS bureaucrats. Far more confusing, however, was what the nearby freighter's scans showed subsequently appearing near Bulk Discount, a faint contact that took multiple triangulations to confirm. A vessel with no indication of friend or foe, IFF transponder, and whose Argus profile confirmed a hull material that wasn't used in any UNSC construction. a material that was, Sif suspected, not of human origin. Be reasonable. Her emotional restraint algorithms attacked her core. An alien ship? But what other explanation was there? Sif's encyclopedic arrays knew the profile of every human vessel, and the contact didn't match any of them. Besides, Sif's core shot back at her code, the contact had attacked Bulk Discount with energy weapons, and then exploded in a flash of methane and other exotic biologicals. All of this suggested a ship not just of alien design, but occupancy as well. Sif wished she had just asked Jalan El-Signy to tell her the truth, not only about the alien vessel, but about her identity as well. Clearly, El-Signy wasn't DCS. She was military. But when the woman returned to the Tiara, she had been more tight-lipped than ever before. Based on the staff sergeant's injuries, Sif knew the mission had not gone well. At the time, Sif had let her emotional restraints keep her need to know in check. But now, the crystalline nano-assemblage at the heart of her core was burning with an almost uncontrollable need for answers. For the first time in her existence, she felt overly constrained, experienced a rampant twinge, and it made her very afraid. At that moment, a new message appeared in her comm buffer.